The new rules of money. There's a crash coming. We all know it. You can't hide from it. Don't deny it. Don't avoid it. Prepare for it. Sure, be hopeful. Sure, think the best. But plan and prepare for the worst, so that you don't get blindsided and caught with your pants down. No one likes to be bent over with their pants down unless they planned it. So I'm going to share with you some new rules of money and how to not just survive but thrive in the upcoming correction, recession or depression. Now, I want to set the scene with a few things that are going on in the world which are changing. So number one is inflation is really high. And it's not always been that way. And I can't see it doing anything but going up for quite a while before it goes down. And there's many reasons for that. But if you think about all the factors that have put pressure on prices, you had Brexit in the UK, then you had COVID, and then the lockdowns, which, you know, basically ruined supply chains, killed so many businesses, obviously completely ground the economy to a halt. And that hadn't probably been seen for nearly 100 years. But it didn't stop there, because you had the war between Ukraine and Russia, which could go on for many years to come. And that is billions is being pumped into that. If you're from the US, you know, America are pumping billions into that war. The UK are pumping billions into that war. That increases taxes. That reduces our net spending power. The fuel crisis, the food crisis, the energy crisis, these soaring costs going up and up and up that affect our spending power. Now, this is all real and here and now and live. And do you know what? I don't even want to go into government over or under intervention, because that's another episode, and that's for a rant. So now I want to try and turn this into a positive and give you some tips on the new rules of money. So number one is cash is now trash, or if it's not trash, it's certainly up for recycling. And I remember hearing my friend Grant Cardone and Ray Dalio talking about this many years ago when inflation wasn't so high. And I was like, come on, cash isn't trash. We need cash. We still need to buy things. We can't just have no money in the bank. You know, we've got to pay our direct debits. You know, we're kind of a bit in the system, aren't we? Oh, by the way, remind me to talk to you about the banking scam one time and the death of cash and the digitization of money and the possible central bank digital currency. That's some things to be potentially worried about. But, you know, these people were predicting it many years ago, and certainly their predictions, I think, have become true when you've got double-digit inflation. So when you've got double-digit inflation, adding in the things they don't include in the inflation indices, you know, they often don't include things like food and asset prices. And look, I got $50 million plus worth of property, and I like to eat. So food and assets are like two of the biggest things that are relevant in my spending and pricing. Yet they don't include that in some of the inflation statistics. So if they're saying it's 9.1%, it's probably 12%, 13%, it could be more. But then you've got quantitative easing and the government printing trillions of pounds and dollars, therefore devaluing, you know, the existing money that you have. This is why people evangelize over Bitcoin, because you can't do any sort of inflation or intervention with Bitcoin. So it's probably not an exaggeration to say that since March 2020, which is, I think, when COVID locked us down for the first time, your cost of living, your relative spending power is probably down 20 to 25%. And I shudder when I say that, but it might even be more. I mean, how crazy is that? So if you've kept cash in that time, your cash has gone down by 20 to 30%. Now, in one of my bank accounts, I have £3.5 million sat in it. And 20% of £3.5 million is £700,000. That is a really, really, really bad use of money. And this is gonna link me to my second point in a minute, which is that you can't save your way out of this. And, you know, people are taught, aren't they, by their parents and schools to save money, save the pennies, the pounds will take care of themselves. But this is actually really, really bad advice, especially when inflation is as high as it is. So we have a real problem now with cash being devalued, and you need to get rid of it. But don't get rid of all of it, of course. That would be bad advice. But I think it's wise to have 3 months living costs, you know, in cash, in savings, nothing more, nothing more. And I'd even argue you could not even have the 3 months of emergency living expenses in the bank. Could be in an ISA or in the stock market, which you can liquidate quickly. The only thing is the stock market's quite volatile at the moment. So really what you want to do is have maximum 3 months cash in the bank. Cash is trash, get rid of cash. And then this leads me to my second new rule of money, is that you cannot save your way out of a cost of living crisis or huge inflation and quantitative easing and the devaluation or even debasement of money. You can't save your way out of it. You must invest your way out of it. You must earn your way out of it. I have a members platform called Rob.Team. It's got about 5,000 members. And the values, you know, the tagline of Rob.Team is learn, earn, invest. And really, right now, more than ever, you've got to learn more than ever about money and the economy and, you know, managing your own money and being your own IFA and, you know, knowing what to invest in and learning how to invest. And then the second part, invest, is you've got to get your money out of cash where it's going down and into assets where it's going up. And you've got to start earning more money, whether it's creating multiple streams of income by doing a new side hustle or just creating more products and services or investing in different asset classes to create not just one income stream, but multiple income streams. So you can't save your way out of this. You must invest your way out of this. The next thing, the third thing then, in the new rules of money, is cash is no longer king, my friends. Cash used to be king. That's what they said. Cash is not even pawn now. Cash flow is now king. Income is now king. Cash is going down 10, 15, 20% a year or every 2 years or more. So it's not king. But you need to convert your cash into assets, and the assets produce income. And income is king because it keeps coming. So normally income comes in weekly or monthly or quarterly. But even if you spend it, more comes in the next week or month or quarter. Even if it's getting eroded by inflation, there's more coming in the next week or month or quarter. Royalty income. I get royalty income from my 16 books and my, 10 or 11 different audiobook versions of them. So royalty income is a great recurring income. A cash flow. I have over $50 million worth of property, which pays, I think it's about $2.5 million a year in gross rent. So that's an income stream. Then I have my two companies that have done more than quarter of a billion in revenue. They're two of my seven companies that I have. They're training companies. Then you have the sponsorship revenue, the ad revenue. For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team. Have my Rob.Team 5,000 members revenue. So these are all assets. They're all different forms of asset. You've got the physical asset of property and real estate. You've got the tangible, but not always physical type of training and information business. You got the royalty income, which is essentially a license of my content. And then you got the sponsorship and ads. Now, I do more than six figures a month on sponsorship and ads and supporters and Rob.team and really just my content on social media. So you got lots of different forms of assets into different forms of multiple streams of income. In fact, I wrote the book on it because I wrote the book Money, the UK's best-selling book on money. And two, I wrote a book called Multiple Streams of Property Income and taught you how to create multiple streams of income. So cash is not king, income is king, and you need to turn cash into income. And you do that by investing in assets. Now, there are many different types of assets. There's digital assets, like domain names that produce income or blogs that you've written that produce income. There's physical assets like real estate. There's hard money assets like gold and Bitcoin. There's ethereal assets like information and content and courses, etc. So, you know, there's lots of different types of assets. And I like the digital ones because they're quicker, cheaper, easier to set up. Anyone can set them up. You know, I mean, I'm running a Clubhouse room on an iPhone. I've got a Sony camera here for my YouTube video. I've got a Shure microphone here for my podcast. And actually, I'm just in a studio we built above my car garage. When lockdown happened, we just built me a home studio so I could run my entire business. In fact, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've got 11 phones here. I've got a screen there where I can see what's going on through the camera. I've got the microphone, 12 with the Clubhouse phone. So I could simultaneously create content on Twitch, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok times two channels, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitter Spaces, Fireside, Wisdom, my podcast. Hey, this is like a geek's paradise. But information into income and content into cash flow is a new way of making money. Like look at Logan Paul and Jake Paul and Mr. Beast. You know, these people make $35, $40, $50 million a year from entertainment on YouTube. You know, the YouTubers and the content creators, you know, they're kind of the new entrepreneurs, aren't they? It's a new form of money, a new way of making money. And I predicted in my book, because of the speed of information transfer through the internet is, information is exchanged at the speed of light, as long as it's not through Wi-Fi, as long as it's through your Ethernet. And so as information accelerates and speeds up, opportunity accelerates and speeds up. And this is why you've got this movement of content creators and influencers who are making millions just from their content into cash flow and their information into income. Now, I'm going to come back to that in a moment. But you've got to understand now another new rule of money is that money is moving. Money's always moving. Money is energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. It merely changes form. So money is always moving. It's never static. It doesn't like being static. Money loves speed. Money hates friction. This is why people don't give money to hoarders, because it doesn't perform its function of hoarding. You know, money needs to be given energy to flow, because that's what it is. Money is energy. But that being said, when you've got corrections, recessions, depressions, and all the things that have gone on in the world, money moves to different places. So if you think about the kind of companies that are struggling or may have gone bust, retail, high street, industry, money's moving in the billions and trillions from those kind of places and moving towards content creators, influencers, people who've got channels for advertising. Coca-Cola probably used to spend billions on things like the Super Bowl and massive billboards, and now they'll spend it on YouTube ads. So money is moving into different places. I mean, it always does, but there's like a correction of it. So your job in the new rules of money and preparing for the crash is to work out where was money and where is it going? And you need to be on the end of where it's going. Maybe you need to change your business model. Maybe you need to set up an information business, an online business. Maybe you need to become a creator, an influencer, a speaker. Maybe you need to be a podcaster, a YouTuber. Maybe you need a membership site. Maybe you need to look at turning what you already know into cash flow. Maybe you need to be in e-commerce rather than physical retail. But you get the picture. Money is moving and changing direction and flow. So just be aware of that, because money is always moving. But when there's corrections, recessions, depressions, it sort of moves in big droves from old industries to new industries. So by the way, I love business and entrepreneurship. That's what Rob.team is. Rob.team is my passion turned into profession. Rob.team is my private members area. It's only the cost of a large coffee. But really, I'm turning my passion into profession, my information into income. And I like to study businesses and I like to know what kind of businesses are doing well and what kind of businesses are not doing well. Starbucks, for example, I mean, that they were massive, weren't they, in the 90s and 2000s. They're really struggling because the margin is not great on coffee and people don't want to pay five. Here's the thing. Joining Rob.team is the same cost as a large Starbucks. People don't want to pay a $5 for a large Starbucks, especially now with this sort of cost of living crisis that we're in. So you're going to find businesses like that really struggling, but new types of businesses really soaring. Okay, so just understand that money is evolving very fast. I'm actually writing a book called The Money Revolution. Because money always evolves. I talked about it in my existing book on money called Money. Money evolves over time. A few hundred years ago, there was no such thing as cash. And in 100 years, there'll be no such thing as cash. And do you know, salary comes from the word salt. And salt used to be a currency. We were paid in salt. And hence the word salary. You know, you get paid. So money always evolves over time. And in long enough, there'll be no cash. There will be just purely digital money in the future. So understand it's evolving fast and don't get left behind.
Oh, well, I'm not doing cryptos and NFTs is a scam and oh, I just want to leave my money in the bank. And oh,
you know, you've got to educate yourself on the movement of money and you've got to educate yourself on the evolution of money. Even if you're not into cryptos and NFTs, at least learn about them. Remember, learn, earn, invest. These are the three values of my Rob.team platform. You can't earn without learning and you can't invest without earning. So it goes in that order. A lot of people are investing without learning, which means they're gambling. And you can't invest if you're not earning. And by the way, multiple streams of income used to be a luxury. Multiple streams of income is now a necessity. I think it's also really important in having multiple streams of income to make money while you sleep, because Warren Buffett said, if you don't make money while you sleep, you'll be working until you die. So if you have a membership site, you make money day and night. If you earn on your Facebook Lives, and your YouTubes and your podcasts, you make money day and night. Every time I wake up, I check my YouTube stats and my Facebook stats and my Rob.team stats because they go up a lot overnight because I have a decent American audience. I've got my 16 books that make money while I sleep. I've got my real estate that makes money while I sleep. Now, some people go, oh, make money while you sleep and passive income. It's a scam. No, it's not a scam. Scammers are scammers. I would say a scam is working 50 hours a week for 45 years to give half of it to the government before you even get it and have no time at the end of your life left to do the things you love because you were working to try and buy the time to do the things you love, but you run out of time. That's a scam. But look, I think it's vital that you have recurring income, ideally passive income. The way I see it is it goes active, recurring, passive. Active is earned income, work. Recurring is residual and ongoing income, but you know, you're probably still building it. Passive income is fully passive once the asset is set and then you can forget. So, you know, I wrote Life Leverage in 2016. I forgot about that book 5 years ago and still get royalty checks in the six figures a year for that book. And my book Money. And my book Start Now, Get Perfect Later. And my book I'm Worth More. And my book Opportunity. And my book Routine Equals Results. And I wrote these books, you know, not that many years ago. You know, I'm not that ancient. But I wrote these books many years ago and I've forgotten about them. So they are now passive income. But they were active income while I was writing them. Because you have to set to forget. You have to work hard enough not to have to work hard. So have multiple streams of income. Build digital assets. This is the next thing. Like people think that a book is a physical asset. It's not. It's a digital asset. Because it's printed on demand by Amazon. And then I can record it on Audible and then it's audio. So actually, I'll spend 6 months writing a book and I'll get paid nothing. I have had some advances by my publishers, but that's quite rare. And I certainly didn't get the $1 million advance that the celebrities get. So I got paid let's just assume I didn't get an advance because I didn't get an advance for all of them. So I'm actually working for 6 months writing my book for nothing. But if then that book goes live, that is now passive income for the rest of my life, as long as that book doesn't go out of date. So think about what digital assets you could build that even if they take time to build, Once they're done, you can earn on them for a lifetime. Now look, real estate, it takes a long time to build and develop. But real estate you'll own, real estate will outlive you. We're just rewriting the anniversary edition of my book, Life Leverage. And I'm writing it so that my book, Life Leverage, can outlive me. Because when that book outlives me, I can earn six figures every year for the rest of my life, maybe even seven figures. So when you build digital assets, the good thing about them is they don't go out of date, they don't decay. Digital assets don't decay. Digital assets don't need a refurb like real estate does. But real estate lasts 100 years. So it's kind of worth, or no, new real estate will last 100 years. Old real estate will last 1,000 years. So that's worth the maintenance and the management. But digital assets could last decades and need no maintenance and no upkeep. Rich Dad Poor Dad, that's over 20 years old. Think on Grow Rich is nearly 100 years old. And they're still digital assets and they're still churning out millions in income. In fact, Napoleon Hill died long ago and his family is still earning from Think and Grow Rich. So when it comes to building digital assets, I love them to be evergreen. I love them to last for decades so that you can tie together making money while you sleep, making multiple streams of income. And then once you've set, you can forget going from occurring to recurring to passive income. And this is why leveraging the internet and information are really good, because information is really quick to create. You do your research or you just tap into what you already know and you turn it into cash flow. Like, you know, I'm talking here about the new rules of money for an impending crash. Well, I've known all this stuff for many years. So all I have to do is put 10 bullet points here on my screen just to make sure that I don't ramble and go off on a zillion tangents, because it has been known. And then I can just, you know, roll and just be free with my content. Don't need to spend years planning this. My years of planning this content is me, my life. And when people say, oh, I don't have much experience or knowledge, you do, you have your whole life. Don't never forget that. And information is, I think, the third largest industry in the world. I mean, do your own research, but it's certainly a multi-billion, probably now moving not far off $1 trillion industry. We love information because it solves our problems. It's convenient. It's quick. It's easy. And, you know, we've all bought books and we've all bought courses, or we've consumed information that have ads running on it, because there's paying for information in the form of, you know, you would buy my book Money or Life Leverage. You would invest just a large coffee, but you still would pay for Rob.team. My courses are £1,000 a day, so a 4-day course is going to cost you £4,000. There's that way of monetizing your information. But you can also put low cost and free information out there, but you get the ad revenue. So in the last week, I've earned about £8,000, I think it is now. So what's that? About $12,000 from YouTube in the last week. I earn £25,000 to £30,000. So what, $40,000 on a normal month on Rob.team. My podcast often does six figures in revenue in a month. And this is all on information. So there's information you can charge up front and there's information you don't even charge for. But of course, you attract all the sponsors and advertisers. And by the way, I used to just kind of really do ads. Now I prefer sponsors, because sponsors are partners. So I've got Keep as a partner. Definitely check them out. Keep, if you want your automated email marketing. And, you know, they're not just giving me a few little crumbs to feed on. If my content does well, you know, they paid a serious amount down to be a long-term sponsor and partner. So just going to do a quick summary. Hope you found the content useful. The new rules of money in the upcoming crash are the government with quantitative easing and the over-intervention of things like lockdowns and the under-intervention of things like controlling inflation and interest rates, and the banking system scam that you get no interest for leaving your money with the bank, even though most of it is not insured, yet they can lend it out as much as they want. And the virtual debasement, the Ponzi scheme of fiat currency, which since removing of the gold standard just after 1971, I think it was. And I don't know why I shouted one, but anyway, early 70s, gold standard was removed. Since then, money has been coming down in value and it's gaining this massive compounding. I think More than 40% of all money in circulation has been printed since the lockdown. So we've had hard debasement and devaluation of money. Then you've got the billions being funded on wars, the massive increase in taxation. You've got all of this stuff going on right now, which is creating a new landscape and the new rules of money. So number one, cash is trash. You've got to get rid of cash. Maximum 3 months emergency fund. That's it. Number two, you can't save your way out of this recession, depression, correction, whatever's going to come. You can only invest your way out of this. Then number three, when investing, try and invest in multiple different assets without overwhelming yourself and without spreading yourself too thin. Some physical, some digital, some information. Cash is no longer king. Income is now king. To convert cash into income, or information into income, or ideas into income. Create cash into assets, or resources and sweat into assets. There's sweat equity as well as physical equity. Remember that money is having a bit of a correction and moving in places. It's going from old industry and retail into e-commerce and information and creators and YouTubers and podcasters. So you want to be where the money is, not where the money was. Remember, you must have multiple streams of income. You must make money while you sleep. You must have digital assets, and you must leverage information and the internet and the speed of internet and information, because more millionaires are made in corrections, recessions and depressions than they are in all other parts of the cycle. So it's like if you had a field and the crop was dying, you plowed the field. The field has been completely wiped out. There's new fertile soil ready for the next plantation. And that's what a correction, a recession and a depression does. And that's why more millionaires are made there than at any other time, because it's fertile soil for the new business model, for the disruptor, for the innovator. And right now the world needs disruption and innovation because of all of the shit that's been going on. So thank you for tuning in. I'm Rob Moore. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.